From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Lynn Neary. The U.S. military is admitting that it made mistakes, contributing to the deaths of 24 Pakistani troops in November. Today, the Pentagon released the findings of its investigation into the attack along the Afghan-Pakistan border. It found that a lack of trust and miscommunication between the U.S. and Pakistan caused mistakes on both sides. NPR's Rachel Martin has more.
Pentagon spokesman George Little started out with an apology, but stopped short of taking full blame.
For the loss of life and for the lack of proper coordination between U.S. and Pakistani forces that contributed to those losses, we express our deepest regret.
Regret for an incident that has brought the U.S.-Pakistan alliance to yet a new low. Brigadier General Stephen Clark oversaw the Pentagon investigation, and he recounted how the incident happened. He said U.S. and Afghan commandos were on the ground along the border with Pakistan. They were about to conduct a raid on a village when they came under attack.
At about 11:09 p.m., so an hour after they've been on the ground, is when they received the first fire. It was very direct and heavy machine gun fire. They identified that the machine gun fire is coming from the ridgeline.
Now, Pakistan claims that U.S. troops fired first, but the Pentagon's report says the U.S. team fired in self-defense. Clark said the Americans radioed headquarters to ask if there were any Pakistani military in the area. They were told no, so they called in attack helicopters to retaliate. Again, General Clark.
They never anticipated taking fire from the ridgeline, nor anticipated the idea that it might be Pakistani military there. So their entire mind frame was that this was a hostile force, an insurgent force, shooting down at them.
It wasn't insurgents. It was the Pakistani military. The Pentagon report points out two major problems. First, the U.S. mistakenly gave Pakistan the wrong location of the attack. So the Pakistanis told them, yes, all clear, there are no Pakistani troops in that area. But they were talking about a different area, 9 miles away from where the attack was actually taking place. The second mistake, the U.S. report blames Pakistan for not telling NATO that they were moving troops into that area in the first place. General Clark says Pakistanis don't always share their troop movements with the U.S., and the Americans don't always tell Pakistan about U.S. military plans.
They are under the impression that when they have shared specifics, that some of their operations have been compromised. That was out of the scope of this investigation, so we neither examine that deeply nor can validate that, but it is a perception that is out there, and it is real for the people involved.
People as in the American and NATO forces working in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman George Little says it comes down to trust.
We cannot operate effectively on the border or in other parts of our relationship without addressing the fundamental trust still lacking between us.
Trust that has been eroding for years. Dan Markey is an expert on Pakistan with the Council on Foreign Relations. He says the raid in May that killed Osama bin Laden triggered a series of standoffs between the U.S. and Pakistan. But he says today's report, where the U.S. takes some blame, could mark a turning point.
Sharing the investigation's outcomes with Pakistani officials will be one way to pry open the door that's been shut in the relationship. And if through that conversation the Pakistanis begin to be somewhat more forthcoming, then maybe the United States can take more actions in terms of public statements as they have of regret, condolences, and so on.
And that, he says, could be the beginning of a new chapter in U.S.-Pakistani relations. That's what the Obama administration is hoping. Now that the U.S. has reached out and accepted some responsibility, it's up to the Pakistanis to reach back. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.